That and Pete Rose, too, right?
Yeah. Pete will breeze by today, too, I'm sure.
I'm glad he's
betting on it.
I'm glad. I heard there.
Thank you very much, yes.
I'm just glad to know that spitting in the face of the umpire will eventually get you in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that little Alomar, yeah.
Yeah.
That was him, right? Not his brother. That was Roberto.
That was not Sandy.
Yeah, okay.
That was Roberto.
Yeah.
That's good. He'll go in with the spit cup.
Maybe.
On top of his baseball
That's
hat.
Right. Maybe they'll recreate it in wax,
Wouldn't that be great?
Museum or something like that. With the spittle halfway between.
Okay, so today's the big day for the Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy's got to give that big mallet over to John Boehner today.
No, you can't have it. Yeah. You can't have it.
He'll be crying, wiping the tears away with one hand and grabbing the mallet with the other.
Oh, that's right.
Chase had that story. There's likely to be 11 bazillion Boehners there, right?
Yeah, broke out in Boehners.
Yeah, it comes from a family of 11 or something like
that.
It'd
be like a Boehner bake.
Yeah, ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Bake Boehners. Anyhow, so he'll take over. And John Boehner's journey is kind of interesting because... You know, the last time we had a high-profile Republican speaker that wasn't from Texas, a guy named Newt Gingrich, if you remember Newtie Poo, when Newtie Poo took over, one of his lieutenants at that time was John Boehner.
Huh?
And that's going back a while. That's about, that's, 20 years or so?
Nigh on to.
Well, the thing is, you say, well... Why did it take him so long to become Speaker of the House then? How'd Tom DeLay and people like that get ahead of him? Well, the reason is because Boehner was part of an inside coup to get rid of Newt Gingrich. And it didn't work. And you know what happens when you're on the wrong side of a coup is generally you're going to have to be sitting on
the
sidelines.
Right. Yeah.
It was a group called the Gang of Seven who tried to do that. And oddly enough, the only one of that original Gang of Seven who's still in the House is John Boehner. But he made it back from being on the wrong side of Newtie Poo so that today he'll become Speaker of the House. We're really proud for him. Now, in the meantime, of course, Bill Flores will take his oath of office. And we worked very hard to have Bill on this morning. In fact, we didn't know up until 11 o'clock last night whether it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move it to tomorrow since today is a fairly crazy day.
Yeah. A bit busy.
Yeah. So I figure if we didn't hear back from them until 11 o'clock our time, which would be midnight there, they still were trying to cobble together what the day is going to be. So we'll talk to him tomorrow morning. And, he's busy moving boxes. No, he's not. But
he may have a TV appearance.
Yeah, right, so. Could be, yeah.
Hanging
could
pictures.
Be doing something like that. Yeah. Anyhow, but I guess, what you can probably do is go to C-SPAN and watch him take his oath of office. I'm sure that'll be on today. And again.
They do it one at a time?
I guess.
With family members behind.
Oh, gosh, what a pain.
Whole idea. Well, but there's not that many.
87 in there?
Yeah,
something like that?
New
something
one?
Like that. Yeah. Well, take a lunch and.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Not like they've not wasted time in the House,
Yeah, I know.
And this
how stupid of me to say,
yeah.
Let's just all get in here. Well, and what a statement they could make. You remember right after the first time, it was when New England won the Super Bowl, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was right after the 9/11 attacks. And rather than be introduced individually, they said, choosing to be introduced as a team, here are the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
What a statement of solidarity that might make if the newly elected House Republican said choosing to be sworn in as a team.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again, that would require selflessness.
Yeah. Well, and it brings in a point that I think Bortz was making yesterday is, they've talked about how the first thing they're going to do is they're going to dismantle Obamacare or they're going to vote to repeal it. And, of course, that's not going to work because it wouldn't even pass the Senate, and if it did, it'd get vetoed. But nonetheless, what the Republicans have a golden opportunity to do here now is rather than just knock down what the Democrats did, come in and be a party of ideas because the Democrats did paint them as the party of no, and I think they've done a good job of that. Now, people were just so angry at all sorts of folks that the Democrats did lose, and there were some individual Republicans who had ideas that helped them get elected. But as a party, this is a grand opportunity for them to, rather than just say, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to not say we're going to do this and this, all they say is we're going to end this agenda. We're going to make sure the president doesn't get reelected. Instead, if they come in with ideas, then maybe we could see a difference. But I know. Now, for their part, John Boehner says that they're going to cut $100 billion from the domestic budget this year. That basically would be a cut of about 20% for this fiscal year, which is not going to happen. You'll start hearing words like draconian when that goes on. But what's interesting is that $100 billion is 2.5% of the total budget. Okay? 2.5% of the total budget. And it only pays for about 10% of the tax cut that they put in. So where are they going to find a cut? Wrap your head around these numbers, boys.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cut enough out of the budget to make any difference, really, in the deficit. 47% of all U.S. American households pay no federal income tax. Let that sink in for just a second. 47% of all U.S. American households pay no federal income tax. Yet, 44% of U.S. American households receive some sort of a government's entitlement. Now, that can be Medicare, and it can be Medicaid, and it can be Social Security. But obviously, if you got 47% of the households not paying taxes and 44% taking some goodies from the government, that's not going to work. I mean, that is not a sustainable situation.
Well, a lot of those 44% are included in that 47%. Right.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Maybe all of them.
Well, not all of them, but there's no, because there are folks who get Social Security, Medicaid, who do possibly pay taxes.
Exactly.
But still, the whole idea that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an interesting idea here. Primaries for Palin. There's a group out there that says, yes, vote for Sarah Palin every opportunity you have so that she can start winning these primaries, see? And then she would end up with a bunch of electoral votes, and she ends up being the Republican nominee for President of U.S. America, and Barack Obama coast to an easy second term. It's called Primaries for Palin, so watch for that.
Sounds like the Democrat version of Russia's Operation Chaos
exactly.
from 2008.
Exactly. They're taking a page from that, and, could well happen. We mentioned the Poloster, and we're assuming that she is going to have enough votes to be the minority leader. But, Heath Shuler from North Carolina, he's already said he's voting for himself, and he's trying to put together a group that will be able to defeat her.
Well, if you're going to run and not vote for yourself, you don't deserve to win anything.
Yeah. That's very true.
If you hadn't made up your mind yet,
I'm not sure. I think I'm pretty good.
I think it's the better part of valor to vote for my opponent. No, it's not. It's the majority part of idiocy to do that.
I don't know if I agree with this stance, but
Washington Post reporting could be a shakeup in the Obama inner staff.
Uh-oh.
Could include little Bobby Gibbs, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
well,
really?
That was not unexpected.
Yeah, that's true, and that happens regularly.
Sure.
They've got to be able to find somebody who can do a better job. But
exactly.
Other than press secretary, I think we saw some pretty much unprecedented amount of stability in the Bush administration.
True. They kept secrets. I mean, they were able to keep the leaks out, as you recall. That was Of course, after Clinton, I mean, there was just too much good stuff with him. But it was very difficult for the news operations to get information. This was a tight-lipped, cohesive team that held together for a long time, and that is atypical of D.C.
That's because I bet Mr. Cheney had a picture album with just about everybody in there.
Yep, either that or he'd just come over and he'd punch you in the nose.
Or bring a shotgun or something.
Yeah,
take you hunting.
Shoot you in the butt with some rock salt. Anyway, saying that William Daley, who's former Clinton White House Commerce Secretary, could be coming in, could be Chief of Staff. Folks seem to think the progressives won't be happy with him if he ends up being the new chief of staff. But, what's new about that?
Well, once again, though, Mr. Obama needs to moderate if he would like to keep his job. So
has to moderate, but, does he? Oh, that's cool. Then we could have, like, a left-wing Democrat party. Maybe we could get, like, five parties running nominees for president this year. That in 2012. That'd be good fun. And, I don't know, just to touch on it, the race for Speaker of the House in Texas has usually been just a Texas game. But now we're getting people from outside the state of Texas trying to weigh in on the idea that Joe Strauss is not the guy to be the Speaker of the House because he's not conservative enough. Former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton has decided he's going to endorse Ken Paxton from McKinney to be the next Speaker of the Texas House.
Mm.
What's that about? Do we need to hear what John Bolton has to say about who the Speaker of the Texas House should be? As one representative said, John Bolton's endorsement is about as meaningful as Michael Bolton's endorsement.
That's low there.
That's it. You know, yeah. So if you want a bald-headed singer to tell you who the Speaker of the Texas House should be, nonetheless, that's the word. And still, I think it indicates indications seem to be that there are going to be enough votes for Strauss to win Speaker of the House. We'll see. On that note, Steve Ogden will join us Friday at about 8:30 to talk about stuff because we're less than a week away before they get started in Austin. And next hour, we've got a story on the governor's mansion. Yeah.
How are we doing on that?
Well, that's the whole story. Uh-huh. All right, it's 10 till. Coffee.